All right, so thank you, Jack. Again, my name is Oren Mechanic. I'm a medical student at UNC Chapel Hill, and I'll be presenting actually on behalf of a few Dartmouth alumni with me. And we're presenting about pretty much direct-to-consumer drug advertising in an international lens. And we're specifically looking at internet and popular culture and how that may provide this direct-to-consumer advertising. I don't have any financial relationships. All right, so background. Direct-to-consumer drug advertising, also known as DTCDA, are a media-based announcement that encourage patients to request specific drugs from prescribers. We've all seen this on TV, heard about it on the radios, seen it in magazines. Research shows that DTCDA actually increases drug prescription use, the usage of medical services overall, and is a huge supply of revenue for media and pharmaceutical companies. So here's a quick example of what we're talking about. This is the PG version. It's really hard to find these for drugs like Cialis and Viagra, which we unfortunately studied. So here's a, let me try it this way. Morning, all right, so this is what we're talking about. Advertisements such as these. So the United States actually spends $4.3 billion on direct-to-consumer drug advertisements each year. These come in a variety of forms, like I previously said, television, radio, billboards, magazine, newspaper inserts, patient-specific pamphlets. So this is an example for Zoloft. Zoloft has helped millions with depression. And then at the bottom, it will say, Kathy researched all of the medications. She found out that Zoloft has helped millions with depression and anxiety. Pretty much, we've seen this. We know what we're talking about. But looking at an international scope, we're kind of up in the air as to what's going on. So the United States and New Zealand are the only two countries in the world that permit direct-to-consumer drug advertising. Use of the internet for information and marketing, as well as other drug exposure such as media and popular culture, raises the possibility of global exposure to drug marketing, regardless of these national prohibitions. So our primary objective is to evaluate access to internet direct-to-consumer drug advertising for three popular pharmaceuticals, and that is Lipitor, Tamiflu, and Viagra, in nations where this marketing is illegal. The secondary objective is to assess name recognition of these three popular drugs by citizens, and that is non-expatriates of countries where this kind of advertising is illegal. So our methods. We conducted an email survey contacting colleagues, family, friends in various countries across all continents. Three drugs, again, were Lipitor, Viagra, and Tamiflu. The procedure is that we asked the people in the other countries to access the internet. Lipitor.com, Viagra.com, Tamiflu.com, to see if this is something that is available online to anyone, regardless of the prohibitions. Then we had them ask three locals, and these, again, were citizens, non-expatriates of those countries, if they have heard of the drugs Lipitor, Viagra, and Tamiflu. And then we had them email the answers to us. So the informant characteristics, these would be the colleagues, the family, friends that may be abroad. We had 19 informants from 15 different countries, and we have many more countries. This was done a few months ago. A total of 57 participants, that would be citizens of those other countries, were surveyed by the informants. And the informants were more likely to be college educated, above average income, just based on who we knew from the other countries or who was available to do the study. These are the countries surveyed. And we've added a few more since: Israel, Panama, Mexico. So the results, the primary outcome was that US-based direct-to-consumer drug advertising websites were accessible from all the countries. They didn't differ in design, graphics, or content. So these are the three that you're going to be able to access anywhere around the world, regardless of the prohibitions. Secondary outcomes, this is what I found most interesting, is that 30% of respondents were familiar with every single one of these drugs. About 80% of respondents were familiar with at least two drugs, which I think is a huge amount. 119 of 171 inquiries, respondents were familiar with at least one query drug. Most popular is Viagra, and that is 97% of those asked were familiar with that drug. The least familiar was Lipitor, which is still 39%. So our conclusions. Many patients around the world have knowledge of drug brands and quick and easy access to this sort of internet-based direct-to-consumer drug advertising. We suspect that the internet, although we didn't assess this directly, we suspect that the internet, media, and popular culture are plausible sources of direct-to-consumer drug advertising around the world. And this is because broadcast direct-to-consumer drug advertising, this is the television and the radio commercials that we hear, accounts for more than 60% of ads in the United States, with the average American witnessing about 16 hours per year. However, this sort of advertising is not directly viewed or accessible to patients in other countries. Therefore, this leads other sources of knowledge of these sort of drugs, such as the news where Tamiflu receives widespread coverage. Here's an example from the BBC. Swine flu shows drug resistance, and regardless of what the article may say, this just brings some more drug exposure, drug recognition. It says Tamiflu, the main drug being used to fight the pandemic. Next one is movies, where Viagra is referenced and showcased as entertainment. You could probably imagine, we're not going to use an example of how Viagra may be used in these sort of settings. And we also have online video shorts, and this is if you go on any media outlet, a lot of times these will pop up. YouTube, it's all over the place. Here's a quick example of Lipitor. This is actually from 2000. Excuse the video quality.
Ask my doctor about Lipitor. Have you?
Ask your doctor what Lipitor can do for you and call 1-888-LIPITOR or visit our website to learn more.
So these are like the 10-second clips that you'll see all over the place. So our final conclusion is with 80% of respondents being familiar with two out of the three drugs surveyed in the study, and with broadcast direct-to-consumer drug advertising, that is television and radio, not being a major source of advertising exposure, it is believed that the internet, media, and popular culture play a significant role in direct-to-consumer drug advertising abroad, regardless of these national prohibitions. We do have a couple next steps that we do need to look at. First of all, does media-generated knowledge of drug names and easy access to consumer-focused marketing constitute as passive direct-to-consumer drug advertising? So active would be what we see on the television, the radio, pamphlets, things of that sort. So is this some sort of passive advertising? And secondly, does this combination of exposure actually conflict with national laws that prohibit the direct-to-consumer advertising? And then some references, and thanks to YouTube for Lipitor and the Cialis commercials.
Later.
All right. Thank you.